This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, as well as our big-time over-the-road truck drivers out there, the men and women of America, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and On Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the panhandle of Florida, where we might be have a little wind up there today, it's Frank Silvato from the undergroundusa.com website. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
There they are.
All righty. Alrighty, there they are. They had to go back in. It was a quick trip. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You bet.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag,
of
the United States of America, and to the republic
to
which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I realize that Joe Biden gets handed a lot of speeches to give and probably doesn't even look at them. But yesterday kind of took the cake. On the National Day of Prayer, he left out one important word describing what the day was about. He talked about Americans, talked about many religions, talked about belief systems, talked about the power of prayer. He talked about racial justice, climate change, and not one time did he reference the word God?
Yeah. Maybe we should start calling him Godless Joe.
There you go.
He's supposed to be this fantastic Catholic, and he forgets to say God on the National Day of Prayer. The other thing that bothered me about that issue is that if you didn't know it was the National Day of Prayer, the media didn't let you know.
No. No.
You know, this was not mentioned. Unless you tripped over it on social media because someone posted something about it, or you knew it was the National Day of Prayer, you didn't hear anything about it.
No, and I didn't mention it every hour. I probably should have yesterday, but I did during hour number four. And I wondered about that afterwards. I said, man, maybe I should have said it more.
Hey, at least you said it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the whole of the mainstream media didn't say jack about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame. It's
a
real shame. Well,
they used to be a news story.
Mm-hmm.
The president made his announcement today about the National Day of Prayer. It used to be something a graphic was created for and on the news channels. Not a mention yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we've got some scandals starting to emerge in the Biden administration. His chief of staff, Ron Klain, could provide to be a pipeline for certain groups to push their agendas into the White House because he's been surrounding himself with people that are, let's put it this way, putting things in his pocket that might not be keys.
Well, let's call a spade a spade. He's a conduit for dark money.
Yep.
You know, he's a conduit for far left dark money that wants to see the Supreme Court packed and Biden acting unilaterally on most of the agenda items. And you could trace the line back. It's, you know, the Arabella group is a pretty nefarious group of people on K Street and in Washington D.C. And you know, you follow the money. Always follow the money in politics, especially when something bad's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll usually find out the integrity of your administration. You know, take a look at Jennifer Granholm.
Oh my goodness! You know, and Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, I mean they're openly connected to organizations that they're making money off of.
The electric car company Proterra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're supposed to divest yourself from these organizations when you take a public job at that level. They haven't divested anything.
No.
I mean, it's like, how much can we graft now that we're in office? That's what this administration's all about.
Well, Grantham stands to make about $100 million because of all the electric vehicles that are going to be bought by the government.
Yeah, I mean, how do you overlook that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think you can. You know, I think you have to purposely omit doing what you're supposed to be doing when you stand to make that much money on an agenda that is so front and center in administration. Mm-hmm. It just defies logic. You have to fill out paperwork about what your investments are before you accept anything. It's part of the vetting process, and before you can even sit down at the desk in your office, you know you're supposed to have divested yourself or be in the process of divesting yourself. You got John Kerry, Jennifer Grantham. You've got Bo Biden, or not Bo, Hunter Biden, who still has yet to divest himself from Chinese companies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, again, when we talk about this stock, Proterra, that Grantham is into, Nancy Pelosi and her husband are into it too. And both of them stand to make millions and millions of dollars because of the sale of these electric vehicles to the government. Hold that thought, Frank. We're coming right back. Man, folks, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And you know, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, and Tampa Bay, too. Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. Don't believe me? Ask the dad that drove all the way over here from Phoenix, Arizona, with his daughter's car to trade it in Newport Richey and take the brand-new Nissan that she wanted down to where she was going to school at the University of Tampa. Happy as a lark, both of them. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And you cannot beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles right now. Now, got a trade-in? Got a vehicle you want to see what it's worth? Want to get it appraised? Take it to Moss Nissan. Have them take a look at it, and you might be shocked at the kind of money you'd be able to get for it. Might even be enough money to wind up with extra money in your pockets so you could buy another vehicle and upgrade your ride. How about that? I saw it happen the other day. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care taking care of them. Now, Moss Nissan's motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It'll save you some money. All right, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com podcast and website. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
I want to talk about Governor Ron DeSantis, and here's why. Because yesterday he signed an election reform bill. And in that bill, it ensures, number one, no mass mailing of unsolicited ballots. If you don't ask for a ballot, you are not going to get it when it comes to vote by mail. Number two, it prohibits ballot harvesting by political operatives. Number three, it bans outside influence from third-party organizations like the Zuckerberg Foundation and the all-new group supported by the financier from overseas that Eric Holder started, which wanted to set up shop down here in Florida, and they ain't going to be able to do it. And also, number four, enforces voter ID, about time. Number five, requires additional security steps to prevent fraudulent changes to any voter registration. And then it ensures absentee ballots are only sent to individuals who request them. And it guarantees access by candidates and political parties to observed signature matching reviews, which is something they've been doing already, but this time it guarantees it in writing.
Yeah, every single one of those things is a positive towards having election integrity.
Yep.
It preserves the sanctity of the ballot box and the sanctity of the vote, which is what government should be doing jealously, guarding the election process from undue influence.
Yep.
Which is what didn't happen during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Democrats want to make this, what happened during COVID, the status quo for elections. That cannot be. And it should not be. You know, as far as voter ID is concerned, hey, if you've got to show an ID to buy a bottle of booze, if you've got to show ID to buy a pack of cigarettes, then you can show ID to vote. And the idea that there is any kind of voter suppression is almost a slap in the face to where we've come from since there's been voter suppression. Mm-hmm. You know, they talk about the Jim Crow laws all the time. Jim Crow laws were that you had tests at the poll before you could get your ballot with your ridiculous questions. You had poll taxes. You had people who were intimidating people outside the polling place. If you want to vote in the United States, you can vote.
Yep.
In the United States. There are some people who shouldn't be voting in the United States that get the vote in the United States.
You mean like in California?
Yeah, Illinois, New York, yeah. California. You know, motor voter made it very, very easy for people to vote who weren't supposed to vote.
Yep.
You know, so the idea that there's any voter suppression of the United States is one of the biggest false narratives that the left continues to float. The numbers and the laws that are in place simply don't bear that out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. And it's, thank God we have the governor that we have, because he's done a bang-up job. And that's not even to bring into play the fact that we do have a couple of big-time newspapers down in South Florida, one of them the South Florida Sun Sentinel, the other one the Miami Herald, that's trying their very best to make this look like as if it's anything that it's not. Like, for example, by signing an unnecessary, unlawful overhaul of our state election laws, SB 90, which he's done today in Palm Beach County, DeSantis will decide where and how you vote. You no longer have control of your vote.
Well, I'd like to know what's unlawful about a law being passed. That's just right there. That tells you everything you need to know about what that paper believes. When it goes through the legislative process and it's been signed into law, how is it unlawful?
It's not.
That's an oxymoron. That can't be. You know, when you look at the way DeSantis has handled everything since he's been in office, and I know this sounds like I'm blowing smoke, but I'm not. This is the most refreshing politician mm-hmm. that I have seen since Ronald Reagan came to office.
Yeah. He's a reincarnation of Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, he is standing up for the Constitution. He's standing up for the citizens of his state. He's advancing common sense legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And when people decide to throw this Marxist agenda that they want to at him,
mm-hmm.
he kind of has that air about him like the air traffic controllers.
Mm.
You want to play with me? Go ahead. I'll fire all of you.
Yeah.
You know, I love it. I love it. I think he is serving the people of Florida like you can't believe.
Yeah. Now let's go over to Arizona, where there's a lot of back and forth going on right now about the Republicans doing the recount and looking to see what went wrong over there, which there will be legislation that will come out of that over there, too, to try to fix the problems that they had, because that's about all you can do right now. You can't turn an election around, change an election, which already has been certified, regardless of what happened. But they'll get to the bottom of it over there, and even though the Democrats are screaming and hollering and yelling, there will be something done, in my opinion.
Yeah, if I were the Democrats, I'd be kind of quiet about this, because going into the midterms, if in fact their argument is, well, you say you found all this fraud, but we don't believe you, that's not a good position to be in going into the midterms. The Supreme Court gave the Democrats this victory by not ruling right when they should have ruled, and they should take it and run with it. Because if they stink about this going into the midterms, you know, saying it's unfair, you found fraud, but it really doesn't matter, and it's unfair that you looked for the fraud, that doesn't look good.
By the way, we've been told we're going to get a tax increase, right?
So, yeah.
The comment made by the president yesterday, number 47, oh, wait a minute, 46, we aren't to 47 yet, was, and I quote, "The tax plan won't cost anybody anything." I'll repeat that. The tax plan won't cost anybody anything. Really? What exactly is a tax plan?
Well, I'm happy to hear that. I hope President Oatmeal was spot on correct for that. We can get rid of the IRS then, I guess.
Thank you.
You know, I guess he unilaterally repealed the amendment that created the income tax.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
You know, if that's exactly what he said,
that is what he said.
But this is the greatest day that Americans have seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I hope the paychecks reflect that too. There shouldn't be anything taken out of it because it's not going to cost anybody anything.
Yeah. By the way, George. Good morning, George, the Godfather. Good morning, Al, up in Nebraska. Good morning, Eric at Seminole. George says I spoke with one of my biker brothers in Arizona. And they're standing by with other bikers because they got the word that Antifa was going to be attacking where they were doing the vote count. Oh, boy.
Yeah, bring it. That should make for some great video.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, that's going to get you your million hits on YouTube.
Yep. Well, can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, well, you hold that thought because when we come back, Frank and I are going to continue this. But, you know, Antifa, think about that for a minute. Just who exactly is Antifa? I know who some of them are, and not one of them is a Republican, and not one of them is black. Think about that for a minute. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The election audit in Maricopa County, Arizona has taken a strange twist. President Biden's Department of Justice sent a letter to Arizona officials claiming concerns about the security of the ballots and potential voter intimidation. The U.S. Constitution grants the power to oversee elections exclusively to state legislatures. Democrats have sued the Arizona Senate 4 times in an effort to stop the audit, which has failed every time. The Federal Election Commission announced Thursday that it will drop its investigation into former President Trump's suspected violation of election law with a 2016 payment to Stormy Daniels. The Election Commission, with 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats, ended the proceedings in a closed-door meeting in February. The World Video Game Hall of Fame has inducted 4 games, Microsoft Flight Simulator, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, StarCraft, and Animal Crossing. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you very much, Ron Edwards. You hear him Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then on the weekend, you hear his Edwards Notebook played. Now, Saturday, tomorrow, I will be down in Sarasota for the Two Guys Gun Show at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds at the Robarts Arena. I'll be there from 9 to 2, maybe 3, depends on how I feel, but 9 to 2 for sure. So come on out and take a look and see what's going on, because Two Guys Gun Shows are back. They're bigger and better than ever, and they'll be there for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday this week. 9 to 5 on Saturday with the concealed carry class starting at 2 o'clock. You want to make sure you sign up for that. Now, you can go to the website, twoguysshows.com. That's 2, the number 2, guysshows.com. Sign up for the concealed carry class right there. And then on Sunday, it starts at 1 o'clock because the show goes from 9 to 3 on Sunday. Now, when you take a look at what they have there, it's not just about guns. It's ammunition. It's bows and arrows. It's fishing equipment. It's camping equipment. It's military surplus. It's a lot of different things you wouldn't expect to find anywhere, because it's kind of like a flea market with guns. How's that? So there you go. But check them out online, twoguysshows.com, and then I hope to see you Saturday at the Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, right there, 9 to 2. I'll be in a very easy place to spot. When you walk in the door, just look towards the wall in the back. I guarantee you'll be looking at my banner hanging up. All righty. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, back with us. Good morning, sir.
Flea market with guns.
Well, you know, wait a minute. Let me tell you something. The Lakeland Farmers Market, for years, it's not there anymore. But the Lakeland Farm, because it burnt down, the Lakeland Farmers Market for years had guns
there. They had a gun shop at the flea market. How about that?
I think it's wonderful.
Yep. But Florida,
you know, I do. I think it's wonderful. You know, I'm proud to live in the state, both for the future and the past.
Yeah. Now, Arizona did something right. Talk about the things that they're doing there, and I'm going to praise the city of Tucson for this one. The Tucson City Council approved the largest pay raise in the history of the police department because $30 million went to for an employee pay increase to not only police, but fire, EMS, and their city employees as well.
Yeah, in an era when a small amount of people with loud mouths are screaming to fund the police, it's refreshing to see people actually stand up for first responders. And I don't mean to thump the drum on DeSantis, but we did that here in Florida as well.
Yep.
We gave stipends to first responders. They are under attack by the radical left.
Yep.
Policemen, firemen, paramedics,
yep.
They're under attack by the left. And really, we've got to start standing up for the people that stand up for us every single day. It's just the right thing to do.
Well, we do here, Garen damn down chaos. We do here, absolutely, yeah. Positively. Blue lives matter, red lives matter, green lives matter, and those are, of course, the color of the emergency services lights I'm talking about there. And anybody that's in there knows what I'm talking about. Frank, I got to talk about Texas. Cause down over there, or well, over there, over across in Yowl Land, Texas, they approved a Republican-led effort to allow people to openly carry handguns without a license. It will be signed by the governor.
Yeah, it's Texas is going back to what Texas used to be before the snowflakes moved in from California.
You bet.
You know, which I believe is a good thing. I believe in individual freedom as well as individual responsibility, and people who are law abiding and people who take responsibility in the ownership of firearms are not the problem in this country. The problem with firearms in this country comes at the hands of gangbangers, like up in Chicago, where there aren't supposed to be any weapons on the streets, but there's an overwhelming force of weapons on the street in the hands of criminals. You know, so arm the people who are law abiding. Let them protect themselves. Let them enjoy their Second Amendment rights. They're not the problem. And Texas sees that clearly.
Yeah. And a lot of Saturday night specials get brought into Chicago, too. But they're not necessarily,
yep.
They're not necessarily sold in Chicago. They're sold over there in the east side around Gary.
Yep, there's a lot of facilitation for illegal weapons coming out of Indiana. And I'm not picking on Indiana.
Nope.
I'm just saying there's always ways around a law if you don't want to follow the law. And the Chicago gun laws are a perfect example of that. You know, what's the old adage? It's a bumper sticker. When you outlaw guns, only outlaws have guns. And you can't really argue that because that's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Now, the blue states during the rise of the pandemic, when it was at its peak, lost twice as many jobs as the red states did. And that was simply because of one thing. The blue states shut themselves up like a freaking coffin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep people when you don't allow them to actually earn a living.
Yeah.
You know, so, and just as big a story is the states that gained people because of blue states shut down. You saw Texas explode. You saw Florida explode. To a certain extent, you saw Tennessee explode, South Dakota explode. And those are all the states that are actually, who have legislatures and governors that actually stood up for freedom.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't say go out and get sick. They didn't say go out and get COVID. They said be responsible, but we can't shut down the economy. It's not the right thing to do.
That's absolutely right. And the other thing is we have a couple of more states that have gotten rid of the COVID unemployment insurance. And what they've done is one of them being Montana is $1,200 comes your way. After you have gainfully gotten a job and kept it for 1 month, they'll give you $1,200, but no more of that extra $300 fund money in there. Same for another state, did the same thing, and there's more that are going to follow, I'm sure.
Well, you can't keep paying people to stay home when there is no pandemic. There isn't any. there really isn't. You know, you look at the numbers. It's time to get back to work, people. Yeah, I've seen signs all over here, and if you talk to any restaurant owners, well, if they thought they were hurting during COVID because of the regulations that came down, they're hurting now twice as bad because they can't get any help because what the federal government done is mandated people staying home for more money than they'd make going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk about floating a universal income to see how that's going to go. Well, we just figured it out. Universal income will explode the debt by trillions of dollars every year.
Mm-hmm. Let's say that I'm talking to Frank Salvato of Florida Farmer for a minute. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The agricultural secretary, Vizlek, has now defended the racial requirements for coronavirus farm relief.
Yeah, that is racist.
Exactly.
And if people don't know this, that this farm... loan forgiveness thing is for everybody but white farmers.
Yep.
There's a federal law against discrimination based on race, and I hope every farmer in Florida gets together and sues the pants off these people. Mm-hmm. Every white farmer in the country should be finding a lawyer and filing suit against the federal government. But in Florida, hopefully this ends this person's career.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a racist move. Mm-hmm. And you know, I got to be honest with you, this whole race-baiting era that we're in is not only disgusting, it's nauseating that they are pumping racism again institutionally throughout the United States.
Well,
you know, it has to stop.
Well, I know you're going to hold on to something real hard here for a second because a comment was made by one of these loonies yesterday that white people are racist because of the way they walk on the sidewalk.
Yeah, we're racist because we came out of the womb. If you listen to the morons, if you listen to the morons that champion critical race theory, and this is a Marxist idea, by the way, it's taking the working class and the mm-hmm. capitalists and changing them to white and black. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're too stupid to understand that, then you really shouldn't be anywhere in public, and you definitely shouldn't be voting. But if you're white, according to these people, you have original sin.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got no Christ to get rid of that original sin. If you believe in critical race mm-hmm. theory, I don't believe in critical race theory because it's an offshoot of critical theory, yep. which is Marxism.
Communist. Yep. By the way, finally, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has signed a pledge to restore patriotic education at schools, getting rid of the 1619 curriculum in her state.
It needs to happen everywhere.
Thank you. All right. I will talk to you on Monday morning, my friend. Thanks for sticking around. Have yourself a great weekend.
Stay well, man.
Okay. Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it out, check him out. You'll like what you see, you'll like what you hear. Coming up, the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland, here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Ms. Announcer Lady, Kathy Curtis, for doing that. By the way, final segment brought to you, as it is every day, by the Dominic's Blinds and Decor Company of Sarasota. Now, they've been there a long time, and they do a really good job of what they do. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, something that the big box stores just don't do. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. Save you some more money. Might get you a trip to the back room to get some of those free donuts. And joining us right now from the Sports Zone, Patrick Hyland. Sports Zone is a program that's heard Sunday mornings here on my flagship station at 11 a.m. Patrick, what's going on today? What's the big story? What we should start with here?
Phil Mickelson shoots a 64, leads the Wells Fargo tournament captain, and he's coming back time, 51 years old, and leading the tournament. God bless him. So that's pretty cool. We'll see if he can hold on and, you know, see who's going to play this weekend with him. And should be an exciting tournament to watch for all the golf fans out there. Also, the Packers are looking to add some QBs to the roster, so they have some guys to work out with during the offseason. It's going to be curious to see what Mr. Rodgers is going to end up. Is he going to stay in Green Bay? Are they going to work things out? Are they going to trade him? Is he going to quit and come back somewhere else? Been a crazy ride up there in Green Bay. So
I predict he's going to do what Brett Favre did, go to a big market. It could be L.A. or it could be New York, go to a big media market.
Yeah, or you know, whoever needs a quarterback where he thinks he can win the Super Bowl like Brady did this past year, coming to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, that's going to be his three, you know, options. I agree with you, Captain. He, you know, L.A. now has Stafford, so we'll see. New York just drafted the kid, so it's going to be interesting to see, you know, where he ends up, to say the least. And we'll go
by the way, isn't Miami where you're originally from?
Yes, sir, that is correct. Yeah.
Well, the brawl in Miami is coming up. Floyd Mayweather and Jake Paul are going to mix it up in a PR event. And I'll tell you what, these guys look like they're really going to go at it. It might be a PR event, but I think Mayweather's trying to make one last comeback.
Yeah, well, we saw that, you know, that when you saw Conor, you know, in that exhibition match. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens, Captain. I wish we could get back some real boxing back in the day. Remember Friday night fights? I mean, some boxing was fantastic. And I don't know. The sports book gun. A lot of everybody into them. You know,
Brett Favre has chimed in the Green Bay deal. He says, I just don't see him, meaning Aaron Rodgers, coming back.
Now with all the turmoil now, the bad blood, it's going to be tough. Yeah, I don't know. I think Brett's right. I don't think they can reconcile and make it happen. But, you know, I'd love to see who's really at fault. We'll never get to the bottom line on that, Captain, because he ran out Mike McCarthy and he was trying to run the GM out. Sometimes these guys get a little too big-headed for themselves. Like they're the team. Okay, you're part of the team, but you don't run the whole organization.
Maybe he'll stay because a Green Bay restaurant has offered Aaron Rodgers free hamburgers and beer for life if he stays.
That's funny, Captain. That's a good one.
Happened to open up the page to all the stories about you know who, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then staying on the football, we're going to see what the New Orleans Saints are going to do. Speaking about quarterbacks retiring and leaving and doing whatever, Drew Brees, you know, he was a great one. He's gone now from New Orleans. He brought that to the Super Bowl championship. And now it's going to be between Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill to see who's going to win that quarterback job there. So, and
Jameis is pretty much a pocket passer, right?
Pretty much. He can run when he has to, but he's more of a drop-back passer, which is a good thing, I think. And Taysom Hill's been more of your slash-back. You know, they put him at tight end, running back, quarterback. They put him everywhere, and wide receiver. So he's been a gimmick player in the National Football League, but Sean Payton thinks he can play quarterback, and I'm not going to go against Sean Payton. He's had a heck of a coaching career there up in New Orleans and all over the National Football League as an offensive coordinator. So
how long do you think Charles Barkley will still be with TNT doing basketball?
I hope for a while. I like Charles, Captain, myself.
Made a big mistake with a comment.
Yeah, he did. He did. I mean, you know, I don't like when you chastise a guy permanently for one comment. We need to stop doing that because we can microchip everybody to the point of ridiculous.
Well, they definitely want him gone. There's some women's groups I'm looking at. I'm not going to mention what he said, but there's some women's groups that want him gone.
Yeah, no, he made a mistake. He really did. Especially in today's world, you can't say those things.
Yeah.
But sometimes he tells it like it is, and people can't handle it either.
How about the New York Rangers in hockey? Let's change the story.
They dropped
the puck to get started, and all of a sudden they got a fight, and everybody's fighting each other with a couple of receptions. And then after that happened, in a shocking turn of events, the New York Rangers fired their team president, John Davidson, the general manager, Jeff Gorton. Gee whiz.
No, it's kind of crazy. They fined $250 for complaining to the, you know, media about the safety. So
yeah, and baseball, we got a big developing story here. Albert Pujols was cut by the LA Angels for
I don't like that, Captain. Isn't there any more loyalty anymore? That guy's done a fantastic thing for you. If anything, I wish they would have called the Cardinals and said, hey, look, Albert just isn't needed here right now. You know, it's at the twilight of his career. It's probably his last year.
41 years old.
You know, we need to make some moves here. Hey, Shane Lewis, he started with you. He did great for you. Can you possibly use him to, you know, finish out your season? I won't be surprised if he signs with them. I hope, and they put him on the roster, and then he can finish out his career there this year. But we'll see. I don't like the way it was done, Captain, to say the least, on that subject. Don't want to forget all our NASCAR fans out there. They'll be in Darlington this weekend, so it should be a fun place to watch them run. It always is. I enjoy that track. You do also. So.
Bang and clang.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Clink, clink, bang. That track.
All right. Well,
thanks, Captain.
All right. I'll talk to you Monday.
Talk to you Monday, my man. God bless you. Everybody be safe. Have a good weekend. Do a random act of kindness for your fellow man. Thanks, Cap. Take care, brother.
All righty. That's Patrick Hyland of Sports Zone QB from the Sports Zone. And here's something that Patrick does.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Pass. It will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Pass. It will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, make sure you check that out, because all you got to lose is pain, and it'll help you with that and help you feel better, too. I use it from time to time when I have them. I ran out of them. Otherwise, I'd be using it right now instead of doing what I had to do the last several days, since last Friday, since last week. By the way, the first domino has fallen here in Florida in the 2022 race for governor, and it has national implications. We have got Charlie Crist. Remember him? The former governor and current St. Petersburg congressman, who's going to try to get his old job back as governor in the state. Now, Charlie didn't do all that well. Charlie didn't do all that well when he was governor the first time around. And I'm not going to bet that he's going to do all that good this time with a very popular governor who's doing a great job with Florida. Now, we're also going to have U.S. Congresswoman Val Demings, a former Orange County sheriff, who may get into the race, and U.S. Congresswoman Stephanie Murray, who is apparently going to run for the Senate, and we'll see what happens with those three Democrats all making statewide bids. But it's about to get interesting and real down here in Florida in the political sense of the 2022 election. All right. That wraps up the weekly edition. I will be back tonight for the weekend edition. Have yourself a great day. Stay out of trouble. Stay low. And make sure that you do what you can to help out your fellow man. God bless America. I'll see you tonight, everybody. Take care.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.